Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. We got our good friend John Clifton back on the show. John's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now. He's a managing director at Gallup Global Analytics, member of the company's executive committee, and he is a world traveler, folks. He's got a cool job. He gets to travel all over the world, and it's so much fun spending all that time in airports. I know he loves that part. But he gets to see some good, cool folks and do some cool things all over the world. Great assignment he has in with Gallup, finding out what's going on around the world. You guys, John, welcome back. You guys ask some big questions, don't you?
We do, Jim, and thanks for having me back.
Well, you're welcome here all the time. So one question you ask is, what is everybody in the world thinking? I mean, that was your world poll, wasn't it?
That's right. That's
what
right.
is everybody in the world you know, thinking? That's a big question.
So I'll tell you that when we started doing this about 10 years ago, we did ask people what the single biggest thing was facing their lives. And we can tell you that they answered with one thing that was very clear. It's they all want a good job.
Yeah.
And that's a major issue for global leaders, because if that's what people want right now, it means that's what global leaders need to prioritize, and it needs to be their number one focus.
And sadly, in some places, that's getting harder to accomplish.
Definitely. You know, and one of the biggest issues, Jim, interestingly enough, is the current way that we quantify jobs. You know, even here in the United States, when you look at the current unemployment metric, many people don't know this, but the way that we look at unemployment, so when it's announced that it's 5% or 4.9%, that's a massive survey that's done. In fact, 60,000 people are interviewed each month, and it takes about an hour for them to ask whether or not they have a job. But the challenge is that if you currently do not have a job but are not looking for a job because you've given up,
mm-hmm.
you're not considered
That's
unemployed.
That's exactly right.
You're considered not in the workforce.
You got to go to the U6 indicator to see what that number is.
Exactly. So that's a big problem here in the United States. It's worse in developing countries. You and I were just talking about Rwanda a minute ago. So you take a developing country, most people in a country like that aren't working are self-employed. They're begging. And so they hide under category of self-employment, which is really unfair and not helpful to leaders.
Well, you know, that the U3 number is the one they use oftentimes. It's the low number. The U6 is the accurate number. John, I get the feeling that a few decades ago, the politicians said, hey, guys, we got to have a better number that makes us look better. Can you come up with something else? And they said, yeah, we got this household thing over here. It doesn't mean anything, but it looks better. And they said, we'll take it. I think that's what happened.
Right, what do you think?
That's my story anyway.
Well, I think what would be most helpful is if we thought of it differently. And rather than looking at the lowest common denominator of who has no work, a better metric would be to look at something that says who has great work. And ask people subjective things, like whether or not they have the resource and materials they need to do their jobs effectively, or whether or not they have the opportunity to do what they do best. And if we had a metric like that said the percentage of people against the adult population that have great work, I think that'd be a lot more valuable metric for leaders.
Well, and there are some parallel research out there that's, I'm not going to say it's like that, but it's sort of... It comes at it from a little different way, and that's the engagement research that I know you're aware of, where from what we can tell, about a third of your employees are engaged, about a third of your employees are somewhat engaged, but not completely, and about a third of your employees are completely disengaged.
Exactly.
And so
to make matters
that could speak to the person, the employee, but it could also speak to what you said, who has the great jobs.
And to make matters worse, if you look at that across the world, the United States is doing much better than the rest of the world, because across the world, only 13% of people are actually engaged in the work that they do. So it's a real challenge.
Yeah.
And it means that, you know, very simple things, that the people that are not engaged, when they show up to work and you ask them simple questions like, do you know what's expected of you at work? Half of people across the planet don't strongly agree to that. But think about that, Jim. That means half of people don't really know what they're supposed to do when they're showing up at their workplace all across the planet.
I think a lot of people, maybe, see if you could bear this out for me, if you agree with me or not. I think a lot of people would be surprised at how many people on other parts of the world have a make-ready, have a made-for-them government job. They don't have a real marketplace job. They have government jobs. A lot of people in these, especially these third world countries, have government jobs. What do you think?
I think it's worse because not only do they have government jobs, but take some of the Gulf countries, for example, like Saudi Arabia. When you go and do a survey in that country.
Hey, John, hold on to that. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to get you pick up on that. When we come back, we're going to move right out of this quickly into the happiness survey. We're going to find out how happy people are and the implications of all that happiness. 20Tail, right back with John Clifton. He's with Gallup. I'm with you.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.